is not, us. I choose the words that are spoken in here. It is you that choose the words based on your understanding of words. It is us that apply the emotional energy that creates the words that you choose. This is our contribution within the communication that we engage in. We could not choose the words because we do not communicate with words. We communicate with frequency, with emotion, with knowing. It is necessary that you understand the words that are spoken. So it is only you that can choose the words. This is your form of communication. Although you have the ability to communicate in frequency and emotion, but your conditioning has fixed language and words within your mind. Interesting word that you have created is problem. There is no such thing as a problem in the way that you interpret this word you have created. A problem does not exist. I have told you before that you create a problem to solve a problem. This is ego. This is mind. And you must use your imagination. You must use your imagination to think what your world would be like without any problems, without the ability to create a problem to solve a problem. Your initial thoughts from your mind would perceive this to be a very uninteresting world. It is only uninteresting on the basis of the way your mind works. Knowing is a completely different thing. Knowing gives you access to all and everything. A problem restricts your access. A cycle of creating to solve restricts your access. Knowing is a completely different scenario, one of which you are aware of, but you do not practice. Knowing self, knowing source. Knowing self enables you to know others. Knowing self is knowing source. So, the removal of your continuous cycle to create a problem, to solve a problem, to create a problem, to solve a problem. It is an endless cycle, an infinite cycle within your time created illusion. Realization of this will release you from this cycle. It will propel you to a different point, a different position upon the sphere, a position of knowing. It will open up the endless amount of opportunities of understanding that lie within the world you have created, within all of the worlds. It will remove time completely. It will give you access to all dimensions. This is knowing. You are busy problem solving and problem creating. You are not knowing. The tiny part of you that you feel is a part of one of all. In fact, is not a tiny part. It is all. It is one. And this is realization. Your ego, your mind, allows you only to feel it is a tiny part. It is not. It is all. You are all. You are one, the same. Whilst you continue to create your illusions, your illusion of time, your illusion of problems, your to-do, your illusion of to-do, whilst you continue on this journey, you will only ever know a small part. And your mind has separated you, when in fact it is all of you. It is one. It is not a small part. Two will become one. This is inevitable. absolute. And whilst you live in your illusional infinity, you will not understand this. Infinity is an illusion. There is only now. There is only one moment. No beginning, no end. A cycle. See more, many coincidences, you will see many more, and your ego, your mind will tell you it is a coincidence. It is not. It is what you have placed there to help you remember, to help you remember what you are. You have, in your time, created illusion, have, past tense. It is not real. You have placed these symbols, these actions there to enable you to finally exit the illusion, to bring you back to one, to source, to God. It is not a coincidence. There is no such thing as a coincidence. It is a defined process chosen by you. Because you have chosen to create time within your illusion, it is a step by step process. Each moment is one moment of realization, of awakening for you. Whilst your conditioning will cling to its creation, its illusion, you know within self what is correct for you. What is correct for you is not necessarily correct for all. In a philosophical application, it is correct within their own chosen separation. It is not. Once again, dual application is also difficult for you to understand. the reality of one, against the separation of all, should logically apply a philosophy of all is one, which it is. But each and every chosen isolation is on a different journey, a different position on the sphere. Each and every will, through a time-created illusion, complete a cycle, a complete cycle, from the beginning and back to the beginning. Chosen also by them to separate, when in fact, in reality, there is no separation. There is no entrapment for you. Entrapment is self-created, as is all self-created. Illusion. This is real, and this is what you search for. No higher, no lower. Is one. Ego will allow you to think the understanding of such is higher, it is not. Higher does not exist, and neither does lower. It is one. It is all, it is us, it is you, it is everything, it is God, it is Source, there is no separation. Diluted by self, a chosen journey by you, the message is clear.